Hello everybody. Yes, hello, it's George from Ireland. So thank you for coming back to my channel. And in this video, I'm going to be explaining Putin's latest big lie, saying that Russia did not start this war. Russia's not responsible for this war. I mean, it's just staggering, the chutzpah, that he could come out with such a bare-faced lie. And this proves yet again what flagrant lies he will tell. And he must never be trusted. Never believe a word that's coming out of his mouth unless it's corroborated by some outside source. Can the devil speak true, as Shakespeare wrote? Well, yes, even Putin occasionally tells the truth. But you know, you must never give him the benefit of the doubt. If he can tell a lie that blatant, such a provable lie, what? Who invaded whom? It was Russia invaded Ukraine. Even Russia doesn't say that the Ukrainians claimed an inch of their soil. Now, the illegally occupied Ukrainian territory where the Russian troops are staying. Now, yes, Ukraine is trying to get back what is lawfully theirs, but that's not invading the Russian Federation. And even Russia claims that the Ukrainians never crossed their border, never fired shot in their direction, never meddled in their internal politics. That would be a lie that is so huge that even the Putin regime wouldn't tell that one. Anyway, he said it's all NATO's fault. They were brainwashed. No, they weren't. They've got a free media. And indeed, pro-Russian voices are allowed to be raised in Ukraine. And there were parties which advocated a closer relationship with Russia elected to the Verkhovna Rada. That's the Ukrainian parliament. So he was saying this partly to divert attention from Zelensky's highly successful visit to Washington, D.C. But it shows how badly things are going for Putin that he now says he would like to bring the war to a conclusion through a diplomatic solution. Now, obviously, he doesn't want that. What he really wants is to conquer the whole of Ukraine. And if he can't conquer Ukraine, have it as a mere satrapy of Moscow, he would like something as close to that. If he can't have the whole of Ukraine, have as much as he can get away with. If he can't have simply a stooge in Kiev following his orders, he would like, you know, as much sway as he possibly can. Even Belarus, he wasn't totally calling the shots until quite recently. He hasn't forced Belarus to invade Ukraine, though that might come still. So it's really about his unacceptance of Ukrainian sovereignty and indeed about democracy in general anywhere. Remember, the Ukrainians, they actually held a referendum on independence in 1991, and 92% of them voted to become an independent country. Admittedly, that's partly because the pro-Moscow people largely boycotted it. If they had voted, it might have been 72% or something. But I've never heard a single person doubt that a majority of Ukrainians wanted independence at that time. Why he's talking peace right now is maybe to dissuade the Americans from arming the Ukrainians. He would like a breather, a pause to regroup, to purchase more arms, to prepare a new attack. It's a bit like in 1994 when Russia was defeated by Chechnya, and so they accepted a ceasefire. Sorry, 1996, the war began 94, and 1996, they stopped fighting about 3.5 years. Russia's able to carefully prepare, learn from its painful mistakes, and then Putin set off those apartment block bombings, killing hundreds of Russian civilians in Voronezh, Moscow, and other places, and then recommencing the conflict, but this time making no mistake, surrounding cities and just pulverizing with artillery. So he would follow that stratagem because he realized not going to win quickly. But if he can string it out, he thinks that the West will run out of patience, political will, attention, and indeed money, and eventually sell out the Ukrainians in return for cheap oil and gas. And unfortunately, Putin might not be mistaken in his supposition there. The war is going badly. Even he said it's extremely difficult in some areas. Gerasimov said that the Donbass really is the fulcrum of the war. Now, that might not be really what he believes. It might be just, there might just be, what's the word, you know, disinformation. Putin is not willing to make any concessions. This is really preposterous. He might pretend to make concessions. He might make some tiny ones, but obviously he will renege on the deal as soon as he possibly can. Remember, this is the war that Putin's acolytes boasted they would win in 2 days, take Kiev in 2 days. Here we are 301 days in, and they're nowhere near Kiev. Most pundits say they would take Kiev quite soon. I thought it was going to be within 2 weeks, so they really, the Ukrainians have exceeded expectations greatly. We see what a paper tiger the Russian military is, but obviously its nuclear forces are still to be feared. Anyway, so we can't believe Putin on anything. What he denies his atrocities, what he blames on the Ukrainians, what he says he respects Ukrainian sovereignty, what he says he doesn't mind them joining the European Union. We know that, you know, these are lies. He tells all sorts of blatant lies. Anyway, so that's why Ukraine is rightly saying that it's not going to give up any of its land, and Russia is not willing to withdraw from the illegally occupied territories. Obviously, Putin is a bit worried about these Patriot air defense systems arriving, and he might say, well, if you don't deliver those, I'll end the war now, which is, you know, not to be trusted at all. Okay, so the oil price cap is obviously worrying him, hitting his economy. There are new rounds of sanctions. The Russians have proved themselves quite adept at evading sanctions. They've labeled their timber they export to the European Union as produced in Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan. I don't know if the Kazakhs and Kyrgyz people are turning Nelson's eye to this one. Belarus has deployed the same device. So I think the European Union, if you can't distinguish and say, well, we're just going to put sanctions on timber from Kyrgyzstan and Kazakhstan, and that would incentivize the Kazakhs and Kyrgyz to make sure that this, that their, you know, then their nationality is not exploited as a flag of convenience for the evasion of sanctions. So Putin is always trying to say that Ukraine doesn't really exist. This is a war against NATO. It's all their fault. He wanted to negotiate over the heads of the Ukrainians. We're with Joe Biden, partly on the basis that there is no Ukraine. Ukraine is simply a province of Russia, and things like that. And thinks that he could persuade the Americans to betray the Ukrainians and the Western Europeans because they just want lower oil and gas prices, because they're intimidated by the possibility of a nuclear exchange. And unfortunately, there are some caitiffs who might actually give in to that. He's up the nuclear rhetoric recently, partly because the conventional war is going so badly for him. And he thinks this is what spooks the West. They're cowardly, they're easily intimidated. And again, he's somewhat read the Western psychology correctly. We're not particularly gallant, but that's where you set some store by human life. Whereas in Russia, this new cult of death worship has started, which really is redolent of the Third Reich. I hate to break Godwin's law, but it's true, saying that it's so noble to die, you should be delighted to die, it confers some meaning on your life. Why doesn't Putin go and get killed himself? Why don't any of the elitists go to the battlefront? Why do their sons never get conscripted and sent to dangerous areas? No, they're living at home, living the life of Riley, living it up, you know, in luxury, in Moscow, getting drunk in the nightclubs. It's only the working class, the ethnic minorities, they are the cannon fodder. They're sent into the maelstrom. They're the ones getting killed. So it's increasingly ludicrous and surreal rhetoric from Putin, but I'm sure we haven't heard the last of that. Do I think Russia will lose the war in Ukraine? Good question. I mean, it depends what you mean by lose. They might get some territory. They're obviously not going to get the whole of Ukraine. If they even keep what they have now, in a way, that is a gain for them. Whether is it true he might have Parkinson's? Well, he might have Parkinson's. There is some indication of that, but it's certainly not probative. That strange walk he's been doing for decades with one arm close to his side, that could be a symptom that Parkinson's is going to develop. It's been latent for decades. Or it might be some sort of affectation as he is trying to swagger like a hard man. It really is pathetic. So uncontemptuous of him, as you can tell. So thanks for watching. Please subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. I urgently need donations to sustain the channel. Goodbye.